A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 8. But there was a man named Simon, who had previously practiced magic in the city and amazed the people of Samaria, saying that he himself was somebody great. They all paid attention to him, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the power of God that is called great." This man is the power of God that is called great. And they paid attention to him because for a long time he had amazed them with his magic. But when they believed Philip as he preached good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Even Simon himself believed. And after being baptized, he continued with Philip. And seeing signs and great miracles performed, he was amazed. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent to them Peter and John, who came down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for he had not yet fallen on any of them, but they had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And they laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, "Give me this power also, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "May your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." And Simon answered, "Pray for me to the Lord, that nothing of what you have said may come upon me." Now when they had testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There are certain perks, I'm sure you've noticed, to working here in the International Center. And now, I'm not talking about vacation time, although that's nice, of course, or anything like that. But in what we're given to see and do in our regular everyday work in the life of the church. We are blessed to see the work of the church at large, not just in one or two congregations, but as it is scattered across this great country and even throughout the world. Sometimes it's not so good as we see congregations and churches struggling, seemingly divided, confused, and even dying. And other times we see great blessings, strong and faithful confessions of the faith in the face of persecution and the cultural mores of the 21st century. And in all cases, whether we think them good or bad, the word of the Lord does not return void. The Spirit moves when and where he wills with results that we don't often see or even understand, but he moves nonetheless. I, for one, am consistently amazed by the stories that I see and hear from our sister churches in other countries, just for an example, right? There's stories from mainland Africa where Christians have been openly persecuted and Lutheran churches flourish nonetheless, where there's more churches and work than pastors and they can't be trained quick enough. From the former Soviet republics, as the proclamation of the gospel takes place in the wake of the godlessness of communism, where now elderly people held on to the Lutheran faith even during the decades of Soviet oppression, as they remembered the liturgy and the word of God contained therein. Stories from Germany, where faithful pastors minister to refugees and the Spirit is bringing about repentance and faith in great numbers. And finally, of course, just from this last month, there's the story from over 17 church bodies that were received into fellowship or membership of the International Lutheran Council in one form or another. All praise and honor and glory go to the Holy Spirit, who has done his work, this work, And he continues to do so in these lands, for he is the one who calls, who gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies not just you or me, but the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. Now, what we get to see happening in these nations and here in the United States is that the Word does, in fact, work. For the Holy Spirit is doing His work among these peoples, among our peoples, as He has since the beginning. And we are privileged to work here, to get to see the fruits of some of these labors, of the labors of the pastors and missionaries and teachers whom the Lord Himself has sent to plant churches and to raise up and train indigenous leaders. Now, in our reading this morning, the Lord sent Peter and John to the town of Samaria. The Samaritans had received the word of God. They had heard the word, and it took root in their hearts. Peter and John came to give them the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that they received on Pentecost. Now, Samaritans, as you know, were held in relatively low esteem by the Jews, primarily because they were only half Jewish, intermarrying with Gentiles. These were, in the eyes of Jews, half-breeds. But this group of half-breeds was about to receive something that the Jews no longer possessed, the Holy Spirit. They heard the word of God, and they were baptized in the name of Jesus. And they needed apostolic confirmation of the work of the Lord, that He was, in fact, there working in that place. Now, this isn't as if they didn't have the Spirit beforehand, right? That faith had not been created, right? But this is those apostolic gifts that accompanied the apostles in their ministries. Because the apostles were the means by which the Holy Spirit operated in the Acts of the Apostles. And that in that book, the Spirit continues to operate through means this very day. He doesn't work immediately, that is, without means, but He works immediately through means, as attested to by Holy Scripture. And to this end, we believe, teach, and confess the words of the Augsburg Confession in Article 5, so that we may obtain this faith. The ministry of teaching the gospel and administering the sacraments was instituted. Through the word and sacraments, as through instruments, the Holy Spirit is given, John 20. He works faith when and where it pleases, John chapter 3. And those who hear the good news that God justifies those who believe, that they are received into grace for Christ's sake. And this happens not through our own merits, but for Christ's sake. Our churches condemn, therefore, the Anabaptists and others who think that through their own preparations and works, the Holy Spirit comes to them without the external word. You see, our Lord does not communicate with His people outside of His word, the Holy Scriptures. And yet sometimes we find ourselves often thinking pious thoughts that we would like to think come from God, even thoughts that cannot be supported by Scripture. We like to think that we can maybe worship God on our own, that maybe we can worship God out in the while we're camping in the mountains or on the lake or doing something other or something else, or we think that it's sufficient that we come here in the middle of the week and we skip church on Sunday morning. And yet in the midst of this, we recognize that God does not forgive sins. That's not found out in nature. Eternal salvation outside the means that He has prescribed and to which He has willingly bound Himself. He's bound Himself to the Word and to the sacraments. And now we may behold the beauty of God's creation, but we do not hear that our sins are forgiven from the trees. And nor do we taste and see that the Lord is good as He comes to us in His body and His blood. Right? It's only in His body and blood that we taste and see that He is good. And so let this truth be a shouted from the rooftops, that the Word works. It works because God has attached His Holy Spirit to that Word, and by it He goes through the ear and straight to the heart. The Holy Spirit calls us by the gospel. He enlightens us with His gifts, sanctifies and keeps us in the true faith. And how does He accomplish this? Well, in the small called articles, Luther writes this: "We will now return to the gospel, which does not give us counsel and aid against sin in only one way. God is superabundantly generous in His grace, first through the spoken word, by which the forgiveness of sins is preached in the whole world. This is the particular office of the gospel. Second, through baptism. Third, through the holy sacrament of the altar. Fourth, through the power of the keys. Also, through the mutual conversation and consolation of the brethren, where two or three are gathered, Matthew 18, and other such verses, especially Romans chapter 1. You see, the word works. And why does it work? Again, it works because the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us fulfilled the written word by his death and resurrection. And he has sent his Holy Spirit, who came to the apostles 10 days after the risen Lord ascended. Christ died for you. Christ rose for you. Christ sent his Holy Spirit into your heart through baptism for you, so that through faith, which the Spirit works within you, that you would one day enter your heavenly Father's mansion through the door that is his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, where you will dwell in peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places, as the prophet Isaiah says in chapter 32. So thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that he has given us his word, for the word works. Thanks be to God that he has given us his holy sacraments, for with the word, the sacraments work. Thanks be to God that he has given us his Holy Spirit. The Spirit works within us, creating, sustaining, and strengthening our faith in Christ through his means of grace. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.